Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. As you know, about every about once a week, I take a segment or two and just talk with you and me, just the two of us, and just what's on my mind, some things that I've been working on, some things that I've been studying about, writing about, and things that I think might help you out a little bit. And so I do that. And this is that time this week. And I want to talk to you about marketplace motivators. You know, fear and greed it's been said are the two primal emotions that have propelled human civilization. We know all about that, right? In fact, my next book, the book I'm working on right now, that's what it's all about. Of course, both of those, fear and greed, which have done so much to propel civilization, so many good things about fear and greed, they also have their dark sides too, right? Greed is positive and productive when it's channeled toward personal and professional improvement, but it turns ugly in pursuit of a single-minded or selfish outcome. And when fear delivers important information, it's not only useful, but it's essential. But sometimes it can also morph into paranoia or cause inaction. Sometimes fear freezes us up where we can't take action, right? So fear and greed have two sides to them. But I've recently talked about, as you know, the nature of fear and greed and how it's changing. And that's, as I said, that's what my book is about. For 10,000 years, the only human form of fear and greed that we've known is analog, only analog. This means any leveraging of them, of fear and greed, was likely mechanical, moving no faster than the speed of sound. But today we're fully across the digital Rubicon, I should say, the digital Rubicon, and there's no turning back. Gigahertz is putting pressure on our ability to keep up, armed only with ancient analog ethics. But, so fear and greed are under a lot of pressure right now with the way we're leveraging them, going from analog to digital. But greed and fear are not our only marketplace motivators. In fact, there are six others that not only contribute to human development alongside of fear and greed all those years, they were right there all those years, but also had a more consistently positive impact on the marketplace. So let's talk about those six. Security, that's one of the motivators. Warm-blooded human beings come with a high-maintenance physiology that requires us to have regular nourishment and protection from the elements, right? When a customer does business with a friend of mine, instead of saying, thanks for the business, he says, thanks for the food and shelter. Security, we have to have that, right? That's one of our motivators. We're motivated by family, too. Human children take a long time to fledge from the nest, right? Our familial instincts are very strong, motivating us to do quite a bit of aggressive hunting and gathering. And the natural byproduct of this order and is order and productivity of communities and markets. When we feel strongly about family, one of the byproducts is markets. Another one is communities and order within those. Another motivator is self-respect. As social beings, we've created and we live in communities, as I said, right? But the price of community is paid with the currency of responsibility. Our ability to think in the abstract produces the concept of self. And when self-awareness is forged with responsibility, it produces the very powerful emotional alloy of self-respect. Major motivator of self-respect. Ambition is another motivator. The harness made of self-respect, ambition motivates us beyond mere survival. It's the more elegant cousin of greed. And when ambition pulls against the load, side by side with self-respect, a positive force is born. The quest for personal excellence. Self-respect and ambition together create excellence. Creativity is another great motivator. There are many things that separate humans from other life forms, but perhaps the most interesting is our tendency to tinker. Creativity, our primordial passion to make something that doesn't exist, wells up from a visceral spring. It's the free spirit emotion that always asks why, with an impertinent why not preloaded and ready to fire after that, right? True creativity is its own reward. True creativity is its own reward. Creativity is to the marketplace what water is to life. You can have one without the other, but not for very long. Curiosity. Curiosity is a great motivator. It may be our most powerful and emotional element in our motivators. It's the spark that ignites understanding, learning, empathy, and growth. Curiosity is part of the nucleus of all of the other five. If you think about it, security, family, self-respect, ambition, creativity, curiosity is part of all of those others. And the good news is, unlike fear and greed, these six motivators, security, family, self-respect, ambition, creativity, and curiosity, these six motivators are likely to be less affected by the digital pressures that I talked about earlier that are on fear and greed. And they should remain more or less as we've always known them, as fear and greed come under a lot of pressure from the digital world, from digital leverage. These six should remain more or less as we've always known them. Nowhere in the marketplace are they more evident, these six, and more beautiful than on Main Street in a small business. I've seen it. I know you have too. I know you are you're probably an example of what I'm talking about. So keep up the good work, my friends. Got to take a quick break. It's almost 20 after. Here's Sir Elton to take us out. Pirate's mine.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.